Now, we must move along now, but this is a very important section that we are in. 1 Timothy, the first chapter at verse 8. And this is the section, the warning against unsound doctrine. And the problem was that there was an attempt to get Christians involved in the heathen religions of that day. And there were many of them, the mystery religions, the idolatry. It abounded in Ephesus where young Timothy was. And Paul knew that area, for he had been there. And also there was the idea of making actually of the Old Testament a myth, and also to treat it as just endless genealogies, and they run right on into the New Testament, that there was no great change that took place actually when Christ came, and that Israel in the Old Testament is the church, and the church in the New Testament is Israel, and so on. That type of thinking. Paul warns against it, and then he warns against those that are legalists, that were attempting to teach the law. And they taught the law as a means of salvation, and that didn't end it, but they taught the law as a means of sanctification. The thing that you were required to do was to get back under the law after you're saved. May I say to you that the law served a purpose, but it never was a means of salvation. Never was given for that. It was a ministration of death for the simple reason it condemns us, a ministration of condemnation. The law was never given, therefore, to save man. It was to reveal to man that he was a sinner and needed a Savior. Actually, under the law, the best man in the world was absolutely condemned. While the gospel today, the worst man in the world can be justified if he only believes in Christ. The sinner cannot be saved by good works, for he's unable to perform any good works. Being in the flesh, Paul says he cannot please God. And I think that we need to bear down on that, because this idea today that you are in and of yourself able to please God, my friend, is absolutely contradicted in the Word of God. For he says that it's impossible. Those that are in the flesh, Paul says in Romans 8:8, they cannot please God. It's impossible to please Him. You can't meet His standard. Therefore, good works cannot produce salvation, but salvation can produce good works. We're not saved by good works, but we're saved under good works. And Paul makes it very clear how we are saved in Ephesians 2, 8 and 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in Him. Now, beginning with verse 8 of chapter 1 now of 1 Timothy, Paul says, but we know that the law is good. It certainly is, as we've said, reveals the will of God. It's morally excellent. It's good for moral conduct, but not for salvation. The law cannot save a sinner. It can correct a sinner. It can reveal to us that we are sinners, and it serves its purpose. That was its purpose, to show that.